So you've probably have heard terms like male menopause, manopause, low testosterone symptoms. Those terms tend to get bandied around online a lot. I want to explain in this episode what the signs and symptoms are of actual low testosterone and what could have caused this so that you can know for sure whether you genuinely have low testosterone symptoms or maybe you're just a grumpy tired b- Hey, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast, covering men's fitness after 40, diet and lifestyle tips like sleep and hormones like we're talking about today. This podcast basically exists to help you thrive after 40 instead of just surviving. I'm a men's fitness and lifestyle coach here in Ireland and also online thanks to my 4-week one-on-one coaching programs that help guys 40 plus to get their ducks in a row and finally start getting fitter, slimmer, healthier and happier, but without turning life upside down. Hey, how's things? It's almost summertime. Thoughts tend to turn to, oh my God, I better do something quick so I look better in a t-shirt. So I hope you're managing to do some training and control your diet a little bit so that you're in shape for the summer. Remember to reach out to chris@offacoach.com if you get stuck on anything though. I want to talk today though about low testosterone symptoms. The thing is, as soon as you mention low testosterone, people's minds jump to libido issues, weak erections and stuff like that. But to be honest, that's only a minor one of the symptoms because the main ones have such a detrimental effect on your mental well-being and your body shape that it can make us slip slowly but surely into a mild depression really without really noticing. So this episode is quite important to me because I feel generally protective by this stage of all the guys listening to this podcast. I want to make sure you're all able to stay in shape, you're happy with your life, you're motivated, you're healthy. So I hope you listen to today's episode so that you can notice the initial signs, I suppose, of low testosterone and nip them in the bud as soon as possible before they become bigger and more, insurmountable. That's the word. The obvious way, though, to know if you have low testosterone is to get a blood test from your doctor. Or there are plenty of online labs now where you do just a prick test at home and send in the blood sample. And then you get your results online or via a phone app. That's what I did. I found that although my total testosterone levels were pretty okay, not amazing for my age, but not disastrous at all, but my free testosterone levels were dangerously low. Even if you don't get a blood test, though, I'm going to explain to you some of my symptoms, and maybe some of them will ring a bell for you. If not, then it's entirely possible that your test levels are fine. Let's look first at my mental symptoms, because in general, this is what triggered my initial thoughts of, you know, something's not quite right here. In general, I was quite grumpy. I was uninterested in doing family stuff, social engagements. I was snapping at the wife and kids more than normal. And in hindsight, most of it was completely unwarranted. So, you know, my mood was low. Motivation was low at work too. I had no interest in starting things like podcasts, YouTube channels, online coaching and things like that. But yet I was grumpy in my day-to-day job too, where I was training guys in person here at my studio in Ireland. In general, I felt stressed despite nothing in my life being that stressful. I have a hot wife, I have great kids, I have successful-ish business, and yet I was almost seeking out stuff to be stressed about. It was not great. But now let's look at the physical symptoms. I was gaining weight across my chest and belly despite my diet not changing, and I was still working out because as a personal trainer I kind of have to look in decent shape. My muscles felt flatter, less solid too. I wasn't making progress in my workouts, so I kept changing the workouts, convincing myself that it was the workout that was crap rather than me and my body. My sleep was interrupted. I would occasionally wake up in the middle of the night feeling too hot, sweaty, and then that substandard sleep would have the knock-on effect of leaving me tired and even grumpier the next day too. So I kind of had this vicious circle of being tired and grumpy, not sleeping well, not recovering then overnight mentally or physically. And then that was messing up my metabolism, so I was gaining weight. That pissed me off even more. I was tired and grumpy, and so it went on and on. So the question is now, having heard all that, having heard about my symptoms, both mentally and physically, does any of that sound like how you feel now? The thing is, I'm not trying to alarm you. I'm not trying to claim that if you're feeling remotely tired and grumpy, then it must be low testosterone. I just mean that if you have that fatigue and low mood already, and it's coupled with things like a lack of motivation to be sociable or ambitious at work, and you're gaining weight and losing muscle in spite of not eating that badly, then that should set at least a wee alarm bell off for you that you should probably get yourself checked out, as I said, either with your doctor or via an online test, just so you know for sure, because then you can do something about it. You're armed with information rather than just a feeling. Now, I've covered in separate episodes how to boost testosterone. I'll do a quick recap now, though. If you do want more of an in-depth discussion about how to increase your free and total testosterone, then check out those longer episodes in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. But just to recap, your body produces testosterone. It's called total testosterone if you ever get a blood test done. This gets used for all sorts of body processes. It's your kind of life force as a man. If your total testosterone is too low, then you need to make sure your body is producing enough. You need to be producing more than you currently are. So you do that by getting adequate sleep, getting outside more for vitamin D, or supplementing with vitamin D3, supplementing with things like zinc as well, starting to work out to challenge your body more, send the signal to your body that, you know, you're a manly man doing manly things and you need more testosterone. Thank you very much. Now, if, as I had, you have okay total testosterone, but your free testosterone is low, that means that too much of your testosterone is being stolen. Things like SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin, and cortisol, your stress hormone, those are other hormones in your body which are binding to too much of your testosterone. So that means there's just not enough free testosterone in your body left for you to feel like a happy guy losing weight, gaining muscle like a normal human being when you put the effort in and with a normal healthy libido. So to increase your free testosterone, it's a little bit different than trying to increase your total testosterone, because what we need to do is stop so much testosterone being stolen. We need to lower SHBG and cortisol. And we do that by not being on stupidly restrictive diets for too long. That's very stressful for the body. Taking steps in general to de-stress, to lower your stress hormones. That can be, it depends on you, I suppose. For me, things like walking just by myself, no music on, no podcasts, just listening to my thoughts, that works for me. Maybe things like mindfulness or meditation work for you too. Just something that helps you to clear your head can help lower your cortisol. Also, by prioritizing sleep and supplementing with things like boron and ashwagandha, those two supplements target specifically SHBG and cortisol. So I've covered the main signs and symptoms of low testosterone. As I said, if any of those ring a bell, I would encourage you to get just a blood test from your doctor or online. I hope it helps you, though, to understand the signs and symptoms so you can take preventative action now before it happens, or you can reverse your symptoms if you're already suffering a little bit. I did write a short book a while back called The 4-Week Manopause Dodger. It kind of gives a 4-week blueprint for making sure this kind of male menopause and low testosterone don't get on top of us. I'll link to that in the description, actually, if you want to check that book out. That may be something that helps you. Now, you know what's coming. I would love it if you did one of these four things. Number one, rate the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. Number two, review the podcast to let other people know how I'm doing. Number three, you could email me, chris@offacoach.com, with questions and episode ideas. And number four, you could go to offacoach.com to download your free dad bod overhaul workout program to get started in the gym. And at the same time, that gets you signed up for my free weekly email newsletter, which is full of tips and resources for looking after yourself and getting a body shape you're proud of and feeling bulletproof again. But also check out the book, The 4-Week Manopause Dodger 2, if that sounds like something you need. But lovely to speak to you again, mate. I hope that was helpful. Chat soon. Bye.